neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
But the system that Ribono Shel Olam programmed in 4 years of desert, that Ananiah Kavod, they had a system that was a bulldozer right in front of them, that it would make the path very comfortable and smooth for them. So we are informed that this special cloud of glory made the whole desert flat except three mountains. You know about these three mountains?
Sinai,
Hazal Baruch, and
Har Nebo,
very nice. Sinai, Nebo, and Hor HaHar, very nice. Hor HaHar. So, what happened in Har Sinai? Har Sinai, Hashem gave us the Torah, very nice. And then Har Nebo, what happened? Nebo, Har Nebo, Har Nebo. What happened in Har Nebo? No, you know, Nebo, where was Moshe Abraham Shalom buried? Har Nebo, very nice. And Hor HaHar? Aaron, very nice. Hazar Baruch. So Har Sinai was for Matan Torah. Har Nebo for Moshe Rabbeinu. And then the mountain of Hor HaHar for
Aaron.
So these three mountains, they will remain because the cloud, the bulldozer, was programmed that it should not make these three mountains flat. So now the question that is asked, when Hashem had the first interview with Moshe Abraham Shalom, where did he appear to him? Seneh, very nice. So why Hashem picked Seneh? Why? Why Hashem picked Seneh?
Because of the two brothers.
Seneh?
Yes.
You know what Seneh is? The bush.
Bush, small the, bush.
Yeah. Why Hashem appeared to Moshe Abraham Shalom in Seneh? Hazal Baruch. Beautiful, beautiful. How do you write Seneh?
Samech
Nun Hey. So Samech is for Har Sinai, Nun is for Har Nebo, and He is for Hor HaHar. So now here, at the first time that Ribono Shel Olam appeared to Moshe, he said, you should know, these three mountains is going to be remain. So he told them, by code, Har Sinai, Har Nebo, and Hor HaHar. Ishtabach Shemo La'ad. There is that even at the beginning, Moshe Olam informed Moshe Abraham of Shalom that these three mountains are put aside. And that's why Hashem appeared to Moshe Abraham of Shalom in the bush, in the Seneh, to make him aware that Har Sinai, Har Nebo, and Hor HaHar is going to be everlasting. And the Ananim, they're not going to affect him.
Koilani shamote, halel ko halelu ko, koilani shamo nishomo sheli. Koilani shamote, halel ko halelu ko, koilani shamo nishomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.